This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Doug is out this week. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen in for him. And ladies, it is the holiday time. We are trying to get in the holiday spirit. But the Grinches over at the Huffington Post have taken issue with Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. We'll get to that story in a minute, but I want to remind you, we're just minutes away from announcing our Big Works giveaway winner for the week. So make sure you stay tuned for that. We're minutes away from our winner. So, Victoria, at the Huffington Post, which tends to be a more liberal news site.
You think?
I'm just trying to be kind.
Yes,
Rudolph, they say, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the special, the claymation special that you see every year. I think CBS is the one that airs it. If it hasn't already shown up on television, you will see it during the holiday series, the holiday season. They say that Rudolph, the show, is seriously problematic over claims that it features sexism and bullying.
Yeah. Really? Now, to be honest, I've never seen it. I've never seen
what?
Rudolph. I know.
You haven't seen Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer? Okay, you have an assignment. In the next few days, you must find it and watch it. It's very cute. I mean, it's kind of old-fashioned. It's got, like, that, again, that claymation look. But it's one of the classic holiday stories. They say that viewers are noticing that the tail may not be so jolly after all, and they're sharing their observations online. Huffington Post says that the TV classic is racist, it's homophobic, and they called Santa Claus abusive and bigoted.
Now, wow. Now, have you seen any of that evidence?
No. Okay, so here's the story. So we all know the story of Rudolph, right? He's a different reindeer, and he gets shunned by all the other reindeer. Mm-hmm. And so he goes off to the land of misfit toys or something. He goes on his own little journey, right? He goes off to try to find his own path. He wants to be, I don't know, he wants to do something. I don't know. He wants to get away. He runs away. And he meets a girl. He falls in love. And then he comes back, and he ends up saving the day and putting his nose on, and they were all able to fly around in the dark. He turned his
nose on. All right, so now I don't need to see it. Now I got it. Okay.
But you already know that all you have to do is listen to the story. Please, I haven't done any spoiler alerts. But there are pieces of it where I guess some of the other reindeers, when they make fun of him, I guess that could be considered bullying. They also kind of make fun of the dad. I don't understand why Santa is supposed to be abusive and bigoted. I don't know where that comes from. It's just strange. It's strange that we're stretching this far.
Yeah.
I have no idea. They're reindeer.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, where's the racism? I don't hear that. Okay.
Somebody online wrote, Santa's operation is an HR nightmare and in serious need of diversity and inclusion training. Hashtag Rudolph.
That's
so
funny.
I think, you know, as we talk about this, yes, it's kind of funny, and it kind of pokes fun at how sensitive we are and how politically correct our culture has been. But when you have truly the Huffington Post going after a movie that attracted thousands, I mean millions of people throughout the years that it's been around, I don't know. It seems like it's nothing sacred. Do we even have to go after Rudolph? I mean, we've gone after every other TV and Hollywood star. Can't we just leave the reindeer alone, for crying out loud?
Yeah, that's our new campaign. Leave the reindeer alone.
I can't believe
leave
it.
Rudolph alone. Rudolph.
Kara, oh. Have you seen Rudolph?
Not for a while. It's one of those things.
But you have
that,
at least
yeah,
seen
yeah,
it, right?
I've definitely seen it before. It's on TV like every year, multiple times around Christmas, but I don't know. I'm not really into any of those classic Christmas movies. Like, my sister always wanted to watch The Grinch. That movie annoys the crap out of me. The Christmas Story, I don't like that movie. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't like the Ralphie Randy. I don't like that either.
I watched that movie so many times growing up, and then my sister was like, let's watch it on repeat, and like until midnight. And I was like, no, I hate that movie now.
Yeah.
I've just seen it so many times, and it's like actually not that great of a movie that I want to watch it 30 times.
Right.
I don't know. I think I like the newer Christmas, like, rom-coms. That's what I stick with every year. Merry Christmas, right, everybody. I'm the Grinch, apparently.
Again, I've laid down the gauntlet to you, Victoria. You've got to at least see it once in your life. You and Lewis need to watch
it.
Well, Lewis has seen it because he's made fun of me for not seeing it. But, you know, to be in full disclosure, it's been on every year my whole life. And I bypass it because it just looks depressing. That's why. It looks sad. It looks like Rudolph gets bullied or whatever. And I don't know.
Listen to you. You should go work for that.
I know.
You're like filing a grievance. This is not the first time, by the way, something sacred like a holiday classic has been attacked by critics. Critics attacked ABC's Charlie Brown Thanksgiving just recently for seating its only black character, Franklin, alone on one side of the holiday table while all the other white friends were seated on the other side.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Here's a question that I have. Do people actually enjoy the Charlie Brown movies?
No, I'm
not a big fan.
Okay.
I love the Peanuts characters, but I can't stand the won't. And they're very slow.
It's very slow, yep.
I used to have Charlie Brown sheets on my bed, but I don't know why. It's probably on sale, and I thought I liked them. All right, as we continue on the DJV show, a big story about pornography in the prisons. But don't worry, it actually is it's kind of a funny one. We'll have that for you in just a few seconds here. And, of course, our big Works giveaway winner, literally, like 4 minutes away, people. So stick it out. And we want to tell you about a great gift idea for either you or your family. Omaha Steaks are truly delicious, and they are the gift that families across America have loved for over 100 years. Right now, Omaha Steaks is giving an amazing limited-time offer to our DJV show listeners. You won't believe this. Go to omahasteaks.com, enter code DJV in the search bar, and you're going to get 74% off the family gift package. It's originally $195. Now, as a DJV show fan, you get it for $49.99. Let me tell you what's in this package, because it is all delicious, Victoria. Four hand-cut top sirloin steaks, 2 savory premium pork chops, 4 chicken fried steaks, 4 Omaha steak burgers, 4 kielbasa sausages, all beef meatballs, 4 perfectly browned potatoes au gratin, 4 made from scratch caramel apple tartlets that I know your mom loves. She's ordering some for your Christmas dinner.
Is. That's going to be our Christmas dessert.
Love it. Plus, with this offer, you're going to get 4 more burgers for free. Think about all of that food that you're going to get for $50. This is a great deal for you to impress your family and friends. Every cut of beef is USDA inspected for quality, and it exceeds standards, and it's going to exceed yours for sure. To get those world-class steaks, that poultry, the easy-to-cook side dishes, desserts, and more, you don't wait, because this offer is very limited, and it's going to end soon. Go to omahasteaks.com, type DJV into the search bar, and send the Omaha Steaks family gift package today. It's made in America. It's a great thing to do for the country, and it's a limited time for $49.99. OmahaSteaks.com, promo code DJV.
It's the holiday sales event at Ford. It's a big deal, and we're busy making preparations to get you the best deals of the year. Because unlike Santa's presents, ours don't just magically appear. At Ford, ours are built in real factories, where pickup trucks come with best-in-class towing and payload, where SUVs are built with available features like terrain management and driver assist technologies, and where every bolt, stitch, and line of code is tested and tested again. But you don't have to write Santa a letter to get these presents. Naughty or nice, just come see your Ford dealer during our holiday sales event for our best offers of the year. Ford, built for the holidays. Built Ford proud.
Best-in-class towing and payload when properly configured. Class of light-duty pickups under 8,500 pounds GVWR based on Ford segmentation.
When I have a cold sore, I want something that works.
Purpose and L penetrates deep to treat your cold sore, and it's enriched with lysine, vitamins, and lemon balm for soothing relief.
But even when I don't have a cold sore, I still want something that protects against a flare-up.
Purpose and L protects against certain triggers caused by the sun and cold, including flare-ups from sun damage with its added SPF 30 protection. So it treats and protects.
Works for me.
And me too.
Purpose and L works when you have a cold sore, works when you don't. Use as directed.
At Mathnasium, we've transformed children's lives for 15 years. We build confidence, develop critical thinking, and boost math grades and scores. Whether your child needs to catch up or get ahead, our expert instructors and proven Mathnasium method provide the rock-solid math foundation they need for today and for their future. We're the authority in math education, trusted by more than 500,000 parents. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math. Schedule your no-obligation first visit to one of our 900 centers today at mathnasium.com.
Give joy, get joy at Kohl's Friends and Family Sale. Only once a year. Take an extra 25% off. Give joy with 60 to 70% off fine jewelry. Give an Instant Pot or Beats headphones. And get joy with Kohl's Cash. Plus, snap a free picture in-store with Santa Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles. 25% offer valid November 29th or December 8th with promo code THANKYOU25. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
Giving and receiving.
And receiving some more.
This year, give the job of printing your holiday cards to Staples, and you'll receive big savings.
Because now at Staples, you get 20% off custom holiday cards and invitations. Plus, when you spend $50 on custom printing, you'll receive a $15 print coupon.
So, happy holiday to you.
Staples. There's a whole lot in store this holiday.
Exclusions apply. Valid in store only. See associate for details. Ends 12/29/18.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, we've been promising it. Victoria, Kara, this is our very first week. We're going to do two of these. This is our first giveaway, the Works giveaway for Christmas. You're going to win a saw and a jaw horse. Retail value on this is $220. Now, you're not too late. You can enter on Facebook or Instagram. The post is pinned right on our DJV show page. So make sure if your name is not announced right now that you go there and enter for next week, because this is a really cool product. Cool stuff that you can either keep for yourself or you can give away. So let's dig down deep. And I'm going to actually, Kara, you are well, you've been here longer than Victoria, I think, but you are a junior member of the DJB show because you're the youngest. Darn you. So reach down deep into the old hopper and pull out a name for us.
Are you giving this to me because it's a hard last name to pronounce and you don't want to deal with it? Okay, well, our winner this year, or this week, sorry, I'm getting ahead of myself, is, I'm going to try and say this right, Barb Koropetnicki. She can email me and tell me if that's terribly wrong, but apparently she's got something in common with Doug. I guess she's living on a farm with her husband, and he could use something to help build his farm and any fences that they have on a farm.
Really cool.
So it'll be a nice thing for them to have this holiday. Barb Koropetnicki.
So congratulations, Barb. Enjoy. Perfect gift for your husband. Now you can just check him off the list. Done and done. Make sure you enter right now on our DJV show Facebook or Instagram pages. Now, Victoria, there is a great story brewing in prison.
I know, right? Prison? Yes, dozens of Iowa inmates are challenging a new law that bans porn in the 9 state prisons in Iowa. So the state law, which actually took effect July 1st, it eliminated a longstanding policy that created, now this is where it gets a little dicey, separate areas for inmates to view nude photos and other explicit materials, often referred to as pornography reading rooms.
Ugh.
So, a provision of the law, which was not implemented until November 14th, which is why we're hearing about it now, prevents inmates from receiving or possessing material that would be considered porn. So if it has any nudity in it, that's called porn now, according to the Iowa Department of Corrections in this new memo. So now, the inmates, 58 of them, at Fort Dodge Correctional Facility have gotten together, and they have sued in federal court to have this overturned, saying that the law enacted under the guise of morality by religious tyrants. So the suit argues that nudity and self-pleasure are not unnatural, and that banning sexually explicit materials demonstrates prejudice against inmates by denying them a constitutional right to porn. That's what it says.
Oh,
and each inmate is seeking $25,000 in damages. Each inmate wants 25 grand.
Wow. Best thing that's ever happened to them, right? if this turns out.
Yeah.
Oh, holy smokes. You know what? There's probably a lot of jokes here, but I think best to probably just leave it right there. We'll continue to follow the story out of Iowa to give you the ending after this makes its way through the court system. It is the DJV show at 20 minutes past the hour.
Call complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Celebrating the holidays by reviewing Billboard's top 100 Christmas songs of all time. That's their list they released this time of year, and this is number 52 on the list, Carol of the Bells by John Williams.
Is this the John Williams of Star Wars fame?
That's what I thought, but I guess he's just working with a choir? I don't know exactly how it works.
Yeah.
I know that this song, for me, this is not my cup of tea. This is an immediate turnoff for me to hear the Carol of the Bells, but my mom loves it. It is beautiful. I mean, the music quality is beautiful, but it's just not my cup of tea. Correct?
Yeah. Verdict? Not. I'm going to say not thumbs down, but thumbs sideways.
Not a hard pass, but we'll move on now to number 51. It's Christmas, Baby, Please Come Home. This is one of the queens of Christmas music, at least in modern times, Mariah Carey.
This is one of my favorite Christmas songs ever.
It's really fun.
Whether it's Mariah or you two singing it, what doesn't matter who sings it. It's so, so good.
Billboard's top 100 Christmas songs of all time list. That's number 51 with Christmas. Number 50 on the list is the king of rock and roll. It's Elvis Presley. Here comes Santa Claus.
Here comes Santa Claus. Here comes Santa Claus.
I've never heard this, but it sounds really funny.
That's a good one.
Is he drunk? This is drunk Elvis.
No. This is when he has like that chicken bone sound.
Sounds a little drunk.
Honestly,
He's almost slurring.
Oh, I like it.
Hear the sleigh bells jingle jangle, what a beautiful time. Jump in bed and cover up your head, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
That's Elvis, the king of rock and roll, and maybe the king of drinking while singing Christmas songs. Number 50,
king of the
Santa Claus, that's right. We're reviewing Billboard's Top 100 Christmas Songs of All Time on the TJB Show. This is number 49, Brooke Simpson, Oh Holy Night.
The stars are brightly shining, it is the night.
Is this a long lost Simpson sister?
That's what I thought. At first I saw Brooke and I was like, is this Brooke Hogan? And then I was like, no, wait, her last name is Simpson. So she was on The Voice and she performed the song on the final of The Voice earlier this year. So she didn't actually win, but I guess the song must have done pretty well. Yeah, it's new.
Well, that's cool. You know, it's hard for me to hear a version that's not Whitney Houston. Whitney Houston killed the singing of this song. And, yeah, but this is a great version, too. Good for her. So this is a new addition to Billboard's list. Let's crank it up. The Voice, Oh Holy Night, number 49 on Billboard's Top 100 Christmas Song list. It's the DJV Show at 28 minutes past the hour.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. And today, I want to offer you something special, since it's the holidays after all. Get $5 off on any shave set, including our limited edition holiday sets. Each set comes with a weighted handle, a 5-blade razor cartridge, foaming shave gel, a travel blade cover, plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 0707 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 0707. On behalf of the entire Harry's team, happy holidays.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible. But since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76 and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up. And the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro 400.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Accolades, honors, and heartfelt remembrances for former President George W. Bush, who died Friday night in Houston at the age of 94. His career in public service remains largely unmatched.
We have fought the good fight, and we've kept the faith, and I believe I have upheld the honor of the presidency of the United States.
Bush would go on to see two of his sons, George and Jeb, become governors.
Now, George Walker Bush, do solemnly swear.
Then in 2000, his son George became president of the United States. Former President Bush will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol Rotunda on Monday, allowing the public to pay its respects. A state funeral will be held on Wednesday, and his burial in Texas is on Thursday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaruth, the conservative warrior. My show, War Now, airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 Eastern, 3 to 6 Pacific. I'm also the star of the Wayne Alaruth Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. And I'm a number one best-selling author of conservative books. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was the opening speaker at many Trump for President events. I addressed over 40,000 patriots at the biggest Tea Party in the history of America. Sarah Palin and I addressed over 20,000 at the biggest Tea Party rally in the history of Nevada. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events all over this great country. And I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me now to arrange for a Wayne Alaruth keynote speech or master of ceremonies at your GOP event, fundraiser, banquet, campaign rally, or college GOP event with me as your keynote speaker. It'll be the biggest hit ever. Just call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It is the DJ V Show. Doug, Jen, Victoria. Doug is out this week. Jen, Victoria, Kara holding down the fort. And there is lots of news a-brewing. And Victoria, your turn for a trending story.
Well, the Nobel Peace Prize has been trending, and the nominations have... you should win. But the nominations are starting to roll out, and Jose Andres, who is a chef and based in D.C., he could be the first chef to ever win the Nobel Peace Prize. And for many years, if you're not familiar with his name, he has a Michelin-starred restaurant in D.C., and he has kind of been known, he's from Spain originally, he's kind of known as the authority on Spanish food in the U.S., and now he's being recognized for all of the disaster relief work that he's done through his organization called World Central Kitchen. He founded it in 2010 after Haiti's earthquake, and then when the Hurricane Maria hit Puerto Rico, which was so devastating, he got on the ground there and had food trucks. He had all, this is all based on donations and his own money, and they gave 3 million meals out in Puerto Rico alone. They also set up shop for the wildfires out in California recently. They were down for Hurricane Harvey in Houston, and the the World Kitchen kind of shows up wherever there's a disaster, and he nearly doubled the amount of meals that the American Red Cross served on Puerto Rico alone. So he's done a lot of really great work, and that has earned him a nomination for the Nobel Peace Prize for 2019. And there are already, he's got a lot of competition, though. There are approximately 300 nominees already. So it's not a given that he will win, but he and his wife both became U.S. citizens in 2013 after 23 years living here in the United States. And he posted about that back in 2013 with pictures on Instagram and Facebook, and he's become a lot of people look up to him, and he's gotten a lot of really big chefs involved in giving out free meals and using their resources to help people in disaster areas. So congratulations to him on the nomination, but who knows? It's a lot of competition this year.
Well, good for him. And it's always good to highlight stories like that where people are actually using their celebrity and some of their money. I don't want to say extra money because who has that, but using it for good. And that's a great thing. So good luck to him. All right. Also going on today, we're spending a lot of time talking about the holidays and about holiday gift giving. Of course, people are coming off the high of Black Friday and Small Business Saturday, Cyber Monday. And now there's a new, I guess it would be a swath of stores that look like they're having some trouble. We've already heard this year about malls and shopping centers, retail stores, brick and mortar stores that are facing closure after a pretty brutal year that included department store changes like Bon-Ton and Sears going bankrupt. Toys R Us liquidated, of course, we all remember that. Even Walmart shut down dozens of its club stores. Now there are a slew of specialty retailers that are also looking at downsizing, maybe not filing for bankruptcy, but definitely downsizing. And top of the list are Gap and L Brands. Now, The Gap has stores like Old Navy, Banana Republic. They'll be downsizing in the new year. And L Brands, which I think includes like Victoria's Secret, is in with L Brands. Bath and Body Works. Express, that's right. Yep. They're all in with the L Brand umbrella. So Henry Bendel also is a big one. So this just spells trouble again for more brick and mortar centers and these shopping malls that are sitting now at least partially empty in many big cities across the country. I think it's kind of sad. I'm still one of those hybrid shoppers that likes to go in and feel and touch things, even though I still like to shop online and do it probably more than in-person shopping.
Yeah, and you know, the other part of the problem is that there are people who still go to the mall and go to these types of specialty stores. A lot of times now, people see the stuff in person and then they go home and order it cheaper on Amazon. And that's a big trend that's undercutting the bottom line for a lot of these stores too. But, you know, I'm not surprised about the Gap because I don't even remember the last time I was in a Gap.
Yeah, it used to be a huge deal. The Gap was like the place. It's still, I mean, it's a great place to go for jeans or khakis or kind of the basics in your wardrobe. I know that they were doing big sales. Old Navy certainly is one of their brands. And Old Navy for the last couple of weeks has been everything 50% off, both in the store and online.
See, I think Old Navy is going to be, I don't think Old Navy is closing stores, right? Is it just the, because I had read it was just the Gap stores
are going to
be closing.
They mentioned the Gap specifically, yeah.
Yeah, because I think Old Navy is actually doing okay. And Old Navy is a store that I will go in and try stuff on, and I actually have a bunch of cute summer dresses from this past summer that are all from Old Navy. And everybody kept saying to me, oh my God, where'd you get that? And I'm like, I had to think about it because I hadn't been in Old Navy in a long time. And I was like, oh, there's some good deals at Old Navy, and the stuff is cute. So I think Old Navy will be okay, but the Gap just kind of didn't really change with the times, and people don't get their jeans from the Gap anymore. People get their jeans everywhere else except the Gap, so that's a huge problem for them. That was a big cornerstone of their business.
One of the retailers that seems to be doing a little better, if you can believe it, is Abercrombie and Fitch. They said on this past Thursday morning that they plan to close fewer stores than they had actually anticipated doing. So they're shutting down 40 locations. They thought they were going to shut down 60. So I guess there is a little bit of a silver lining here. But that's the latest on shopping. And, of course, with shopping comes credit scores. We have ways to get in charge of your credit scores. Make sure that your credit report is all in order. We'll have that for you next.
It's predicted by the CDC that 50% of all Hispanics will develop type 2 diabetes over their lifetime. However, it may be prevented or controlled by healthy eating and weight loss. To kick off National Diabetes Awareness Month, Aguacates Fresco Saborea Uno Hoy unveils a free printable wallet-sized guide designed to share tips and inspiration that can help reduce the risk. Registered dietitian Sylvia Melendez Klinger.
Hispanics are more likely to be overweight than non-Hispanics, creating a higher risk for type 2 diabetes. A winning strategy in the fight against diabetes is to recognize that every bite counts. Smart choices like fresh avocados are delicious, filling, and help keep us healthy.
The Dietary Guidelines for Americans emphasizes making small dietary shifts to work towards an overall healthy eating pattern.
Changing eating habits can be hard, but access to free resources like this in Spanish and English is a big benefit for families to help keep healthy options like fresh avocados top of mind.
To learn more, visit saboreaunohoy.com/diabetescard.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Is San Diego the smartest city in the world? Well, San Diego, California now features lampposts that may look normal, but they're actually equipped with data collecting sensors about nearby people, cars, and even air quality. The streetlights are wirelessly connected to each other and the cloud, allowing you to access the info on your phone. So instead of driving around looking for a parking spot, the lights above can notify you exactly where there is an open spot. It's faster, more efficient, and causes less emissions. And to respect privacy, the sensors strip out any personal info like faces or license plates. San Diego is spending more than $30 million on this new technology, which includes the deployment of 3,000 of these lamppost sensors to make San Diego one of the smartest cities in the world. To learn more, visit sandiego.gov. That's sandiego.gov.
That was your Check It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
My dad is a proud doer, always building, repairing, or maintaining something. He relies on Craftsman tools, and I do the same. Today, Craftsman mechanics tools, metal storage, and lighting are available from your favorite retailers. But that's only the beginning. A full line of retooled and refined products are on the way. Find your favorite store at craftsman.com, and stay tuned for more big news from this trusted American brand.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
Gifts and packages shipped with care.
So you can relax in knowing they'll soon be there.
Now at Staples, you get 15% off UPS shipping services and 15% off all shipping supplies.
Plus, Staples is open 7 days a week.
So a happy and stress-free shipping holiday to all.
And to all, a good night. Staples, there's a whole lot in store this holiday.
Exclusions apply. In-store only. See associate for details. Ends 12/29/18.
Hurry into the Dodge Big Finish event. That's the new holiday greeting in Santa's workshop, and now he's even upgrading his ride. Like Charger, America's only four-door muscle car. Challenger, the most affordable V8 in its class. And Durango, the most technologically advanced, fuel-efficient, and powerful V8 in its class. Santa wants his sleigh to really fly.
Ho, ho, go!
Hurry in for great deals at the Dodge Big Finish event. Based on 2019 Ward's Midsize Sport Utility Vehicle segment. Available V8 based on Ward's Middle Specialty segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
This is a time of year where our credit cards are absolutely smoking, and it's really important for you to protect yourself. Maybe check your credit score, make sure everything on your credit report looks good, and maybe when you do that, you might have found some inaccurate information. You should learn, and we'll tell you how you can qualify for $1,500 from a settlement with one of the top three credit reporting agencies. Here to help us through our credit, which can be so confusing, is our new friend, Christy Cahoon Kelly. She's a consumer law attorney, and she joins us on the DJV show. Hi, Christy.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for being here. This is the time of year, I'm telling you, my credit card, I think, is melting because I've been using it to make a lot of shopping purchases for the holidays. And I actually just 2 days ago checked my credit score. How does that happen? How do you determine a credit score, and why is it important to our lives to know what that is?
That's a great question. And a credit score is based on information that appears in your credit report, generally from the three big credit bureaus, TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian. And so they look at everything that's in your credit file, and will score it based on whether you have accounts in good standing or negative information on your report. And if you have negative information on your report, it can tend to lower your score. And having a low score can be problematic because your credit reports are used to, you know, if you want to buy a mortgage, you need to have a good credit score in order to buy a home. If you're looking for a job, employers will look at your credit report as part of a background check process. And, you know, even in general, if you need credit, you know, you need to get that holiday shopping in or whatever the case, then it's really important to have a good credit score.
Now, how, Christy, if you have inaccurate information on your credit report, it seems pretty obvious that that can hurt you in a lot of ways. It lowers your score and limits your ability to take out lines of credit. But what can we do if we find inaccurate information on our report?
That's a great question. And yes, inaccurate information on your credit report can be problematic. It could be items that you've previously paid off. It could be public record information like a tax lien or a judgment that you may have paid and satisfied that still shows as outstanding. Or it could be an item on your report that doesn't even belong to you and it belongs to someone with maybe a similar name. And so if you do have inaccurate information on your credit report, it's important to dispute it directly with the credit bureau and let them know that there is a problem so that they can investigate whether it's inaccurate or not. And if their problems do remain and it's not corrected, you should contact a lawyer who can help you to get your credit report corrected.
Cleaned up, absolutely, because sometimes you can even find that you've been the victim of credit fraud. So this is important to do. TransUnion is one of the leading credit reporting agencies, and they've been accused of inaccurate reporting. Even the U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of Virginia approved a nationwide settlement with TransUnion related to those claims. So what do we need to know about that case and about the settlement, Christy?
So that case dealt with inaccurate civil judgment or tax lien information. And so there were two types of inaccuracies that we commonly saw in credit, in TransUnion credit reports. And one was if a tax lien or civil judgment appeared on your credit report and actually didn't even belong to you. So, you know, a tax lien in the name of Joe Smith could appear on another Joe Smith's credit report. And it would be really difficult if the Joe Smith was applying for a mortgage, his mortgage company would not allow him to get a mortgage until he either paid that tax lien or was able to show a report where it wasn't on there for him. And the other type of inaccuracy is if you had a judgment or a tax lien and you paid it and it still shows as unpaid. And so in that case, again, you wouldn't be able to obtain the credit or employment that you need because it was inaccurately reporting and not properly updated. And so the settlement that we reached with TransUnion is actually going to remove all civil judgments and tax liens from the credit reports, and so that should resolve the inaccurate reporting moving forward.
Want to jump in here because we're down to our last minute, but there's a program that you're here to tell us about where we actually might qualify for payment from this settlement, right, Christy?
Right. So consumers who think they had inaccurate public record information in their credit report can receive $1,500 from TransUnion if they go through the what's called an ADR process and submit information to verify that that happened to them. And if they also previously disputed it with TransUnion, they could get an additional $500.
That's great. Now, you can get more information about this if you think you might be eligible for it at TUPublicRecordSettlementADR.com. TUPublicRecordSettlementADR.com. Christy Kelly, thank you so much for all that great information. So important this time of year. On the DJV show, we're at 49 minutes past the hour.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Do you need extra cash to buy gifts or just to pay all those extra bills during the holidays? Well, now you can get cash fast this holiday season with a personal loan for up to $5,000 right from your phone or PC at 79cash.com. How fast can you get your cash? Well, with 79cash.com, our lenders can have your cash at your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 79cash.com and you can get the cash loan you need now. So if you need cash fast this holiday season to buy gifts or pay all those extra bills, go to 79cash.com and get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
The DJV show. The ladies are in charge this week. Dougie is on vacation. Jen, Victoria, Kara here for you. And Nick Miles joins us. Now, he's our lucky guy, that's for sure. And he joins us on the phone from my neck of the woods. He is in Los Angeles at the LA Auto Show. Hi, Nick. How's it going in Los Angeles?
Good morning. Well, Tinseltown got turned into Car Town this week as all the automakers brought their latest and greatest to show off at the LA Auto Show.
I love it. And there's some, of course, the big storyline has to be technology, new technology, all the latest bells and whistles. And I think the one that Victoria and I are most interested in is the technology where your cell phone actually becomes your car key. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so this is something rolled out by Lincoln in their new Aviator, which is their new midsize to large SUV. It's just a step below the Navigator. And they wanted people to have more convenience with the car. Cars, companies really make good cars across the world right now, so it's hard to choose between them. So everybody's looking to do something a little extra. And they wanted you to be able to get in and out of the car and use the car without having to fumble for a key or unlock it with a key fob. So now when you walk up to the car and you get to about 10 feet from the car actually recognizes that your cell phone is there, and it unlocks the vehicle so you can get in and drive it. The cool thing is, and there's lots of pitfalls with this, right? What happens if you run out of battery? We've all run out of cell phone battery before.
Sure.
So they put a handy-dandy little keypad in the pillar of the door, and you can just type in a secret code if you should happen to have a dead cell phone, and then that will actually unlock the car, and you can drive. You can either charge the phone from your car to recharge it, or you can drive home and charge your car.
Well,
then the other two pitfalls.
That's not new, actually. Can I ask about that? Because I remember Lincoln. My dad was a Lincoln guy, and as a kid, they used to have, and I always thought it was cool, that little button pad where you can put in the code. So that's actually something probably reinvented from Lincoln's past, right?
Yeah, and they actually have, Lincoln and Ford have those on all the current models, and they've had them for a while, but you haven't been able to sort of open it and drive the car by it.
Gotcha.
So the idea was you could unlock the car and get in, but now if you'd have your cell phone with you, you can actually drive the car as well. And so I started to think about some of the applications of this for a modern family, and I was thinking about what happens if you lend your Lincoln Aviator to your daughter, and she goes out in the town for a night, and she's past curfew and she's decided not to come home. You can actually, with the master phone, so one phone is the master phone vehicle, you could turn the vehicle off and say, she can't take the vehicle home, she'll have to take an Uber. I'll go get it. Which I think is kind of funny, but it's also a little scary in the ways that you could use it, knowing someone else has control over you turning on and off your brand new Lincoln. And then the other thing is, what about a valet? I mean, occasionally we valet cars when we go to hotels or we go to special events. And they thought about that, too. What you can do is get the phone number of the valet and say, hey, buddy, what's your cell phone number? And then text them a special code that they can only use between certain times. And so the valet can then, you know, go park your car and do whatever and bring it back. And then you can turn that code off anytime you're ready. So someone else can drive the car with their cell phone just with you sending the text message. So kind of a cool little piece of technology that's going to really make a big difference to our lives.
Yeah, Nick, I love this. Now, speaking of technology, it's not just your cell phone, but BMW has shown up to the LA Auto Show, I've heard, with a fully autonomous car. Is it scary, or is it cool, or is it both?
It's absolutely mind-boggling, first of all.
Really?
I mean, it's really weird to see a car. So when they backed it out of the auto show, I was in there filming for my Fox Sports show, and they backed it out hard to take it to a different event halfway through. There was no one at the wheel. The car was driven, it drove itself out of the hall, and there was people there to make sure nobody got run over standing at each corner, but it was kind of strange. So the steering wheel folds into the dash, and the floor is very cool. It's made of wood, and the pedals kind of pop out of the floor. And when you want it in autonomous mode, they fold away, and there's no steering wheel and no pedals on the floor. That's a bit freaky, but there's another piece of technology that blew me away in this car, which was really different. So they have some, and I can't even explain it, it's so crazy. They have some kind of fiber optic camera material in this vehicle. And so if you want something like turn on the music, you can take your finger anywhere on the vehicle, on the inside, and just draw a musical note. And the car recognizes, yes, and it lights up where your finger was. So as you draw the note, it lights up, and then it'll turn the music on. Turn an imaginary volume knob, and it turns up the music. This is like so sci-fi inside this car.
So
I'm having
crazy.
A hard time understanding. Yeah, I just don't get it. I don't get it. It's so
Nick
cool.
Nick Miles, thank you so much. That is really cool and scary all at the same time. Our car report from the LA Auto Show. It is the DJV Show at 59 minutes past the hour.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.